ball drawing looks like it may have created several new millionaires. Winning ticket was sold in Michigan. 8 tickets matched 5 numbers. That's good for a million each. And a ticket sold in Nebraska that added the power play is worth $2 million. The man who shot a security guard at a D.C.-based conservative Christian group's office was carrying Chick-fil-A flyers in his backpack. Here's NBC's Shamari Stone.
The fast food restaurant is surrounded in controversy ever since its CEO spoke out against same-sex marriage.
This is NBC News Radio. A red flag warning has been issued in Seattle. Reporter Glenn Farley with NBC affiliate King TV says that means the weather conditions are ripe for wildfire.
Low humidity, high temperatures, and the threat of wind. What worries experts is as we've pushed more and more development up against the forest, the risks, while less than eastern Washington's, remain present.
Arizona Governor Jan Brewer has issued an executive order in contrast to President Obama's deportation deferral policy. She says no state services, no driver's licenses, or anything else, they are still illegal. In California, one restaurant is offering a 5% discount if you can make it through the meal without using your cell phone. And thousands turned out for the annual candlelight vigil at Graceland. It's the 35th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. Both Priscilla and Lisa Marie Presley showed up to address the crowd. It's the first time they've ever been at this event together. I'm Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.
You won't want to miss the three-day sale going on this weekend at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, O'Reilly Auto Parts will offer incredible sale prices on products your vehicle uses every day. Hurry in this weekend because these sale prices won't last long. Stock up and save big at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from AccountTemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call AccountTemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from AccountTemps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call AccountTemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. AccountTemps, a Robert Half Company.
The expense of going to college keeps going up and up, but new research supports the idea that it is worth it. A Georgetown University study reveals that during our slow job market recovery, people who did not go to college kept losing jobs. 200,000 jobs lost among those with only high school diplomas between early 2010 and early 2012. At the same time, those with bachelor's degrees or more gained millions of jobs. This morning, we get the word on new jobless claim filings for last week, also the July reading of new home construction, and Walmart reports its earnings from the April through June quarter this morning. American Airlines has been told no. A judge has denied the bankrupt carrier's request to scrap its collective bargaining agreement with pilots. AMR is trying to save $1 billion a year in labor costs. Japan's Nikkei rallied 2% today. European markets, though, holding near flat. S&P and NASDAQ futures each gaining 1 point. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Did you know that a clean engine helps improve fuel economy? Did you know that reduced engine deposits help improve fuel economy? Cleaner intake valves? That helps improve fuel economy, too. That's why all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically formulated to help clean intake valves and vital engine parts. To help your engine run cleaner, smoother, produce less emissions, and get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Gasoline that works.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of The Best Of First Shift with Tony Trupiano. I'm your host for the day, Jeff Radford, and on today's show, we're bringing you some of our favorite interviews Tony has done with the people making the news in and out of the state of Michigan. What you'll hear in this hour is the information we need to get out and share with the people, the facts, if you will, in a world of spin. Even though these interviews are taped and no one is actually in studio at the moment, you can still interact with the show on the First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page and through Twitter at Tony Trupiano, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O, or even send him an email, tony@thetonyshow.org. Now, without further ado, let's start the show.
Welcome, everybody. I am that guy, Tony Trupiano. Pleasure to be with you. We've got a pretty impressive hour of radio for you, and we're going to begin our discussion in this hour. Really, it's kind of a multi-dimensional discussion because we do know, especially those of us that live in the Tri-County area, that the real estate market is really, for all intents and purposes, not getting better. I mean, there's some marginal success, but not the kind of stuff where you go, oh, now we're talking. And here's part of the challenge, although certainly the problems with lending and mortgages and real estate have at some level been colorblind. That is not entirely true if you look beyond just the surface. There was a time, and it wasn't that long ago, that some felt that the reason that the housing market bubble was burst was because the Bush administration, ironically enough, were too kind to minority populations and giving them mortgages without asking the right kind of questions. In fact, they said to mortgage companies, it doesn't matter, just lend the money, we'll worry about it later. Whether that's true or not, that's something the courts may or may not.
That want to switch parties in a district that is narrowly 51% leaning Democrat, as Democratic as it has been redrawn. He should have known that Democrats would abandon him, and that Republicans would be very hesitant to accept him. And obviously that didn't connect, and so that is the first thing that's strange. And then to try and concoct this scheme to have someone be a Democrat that wouldn't run against you, I mean, that's just clear fraud. And the number of Republicans, including an area Republican legislator who called the speaker and said, you know, I'm not going to endorse Smith. He's supporting, I think, Bing Goey as a write-in candidate. A lot of Republicans have indicated that that they're offended by this, including the Kent County prosecutor. So it just doesn't make sense that Smith would try to do such a thing. And obviously, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, anyways. When you think about some of the things that he did.
Well, let me remind everybody. My guest is Bernie Porn. He's the founding principal and president of Epic MRA. You know, Bernie, it's interesting because Roy Schmitz, or Jace Bolger, actually speaking for Roy Schmitz, said that the reason that Roy Schmitz wanted to switch parties is he was tired of political partisanship. Yet he does something so overtly politically partisan.
You don't get much more partisan than
no. I mean, this makes no sense at any level at all. I can't literally for the life of me imagine why this man would do it. He just allowed the Democrats to do a fundraiser for him. They just went and knocked doors for him the day before he makes this decision. He has lunch with one of his colleagues, Democratic colleagues, never mentions that he's switching parties. And then the next day, he won't answer his phone. This is really, really odd. Somebody said, well, do you think they had something on him? Well, I don't know if they had something on him, but this is just bizarre beyond anything I can comprehend.
Well, if somehow he is the Republican nominee, I would, and also you have an independent candidate who is conservative and in favor of term limits, I would give the odds of Schmidt being elected in the general election slim to none, and slim is heading out of town. the ads write themselves, just using the actions that he engaged in terms of participating in Democratic activities and Democratic fundraising, and at the same time he knew what he was going to be doing, and so did the Speaker of the House.
Well, before we get back to the Speaker of the House, Jay Spolger, let me ask you about the Secretary of State here. Does she have some political culpability here as well?
It is very, very strange that they seem to be. She seems to be stonewalling it. There's serious questions in terms of the potential exchange of money and use of campaign funds for that purpose.
Well, I mean, she's the one that was looking to stop voter fraud. I mean, if we're going to stop it, shouldn't it start at the legislative level first?
Well, yeah, and trying to put a candidate who won't run against you seriously in place in such a fraudulent scheme is just dumbfounding.
Well, it is dumb. You know, dumb's the right word.
I'm losing even more here, scratching my head, trying to figure out what would possess them.
Yeah, this is just crazy. Bernie, we've got to take a quick break. If you can stay with us, I'd like to come back and talk about Speaker Bolger, because he is, as many of the audience know, he is up for re-election as well, and curious if this changes his fortunes or makes things a little more difficult for him. But we've got to get to the break, so stay right where they're at, and we'll come back. Again, my guest is Bernie Porn. Bernie is the founding president and principal of Epic MRA. You all know, of course, Epic MRA. We'll talk and continue our conversation with Bernie after we take this quick break. If you have a question or comment, feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be back right after we do this.
You're listening to a best of First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together, until now.
Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Tripiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. You're listening to a best of First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock, my guest, Bernie Porn, founding principal and president of Epic MRA. You're going to find them online at epicmra.com, epicmra.com. Bernie, as we were going to break, I said that we'll come back and visit the Speaker Bulger's race. Certainly, what may have seemed like a cakewalk just a few short months ago, well, there may be a speed bump in this. I don't know that he's going to be defeated, but I think that this might slow him down a little bit.
It could be a close race, depending on how the Democratic candidate and the Democratic Party fashion a message to really take advantage of the Speaker's misstep in this issue. Not far from there, years and years ago, in a more Republican district, I remember a candidate named Paul Porter who was a farmer, and there was a controversial issue that the Republican previous incumbent had dealt with, and we were able to win that seat in a campaign that took advantage of what the Republican did. So I think it is possible, it is unlikely, but it is possible that a 44% Democratic district could be competitive given the really dumb thing that the Speaker did in trying to engage in fraudulent activity involving an election.
Well, there's no question. I mean, of course, the people are clamoring. Some are screaming for the Speaker to resign. I'm not so sure. I'm not one of those people, Bernie Porn. But at the same time, I understand politically why the Speaker cannot resign. If he does, it's over. Doesn't matter what he does. If he resigns, he's admitting guilt. Even if he sets this up in the most beautifully eloquent, prosaic way, it doesn't come off that way. It comes off as, I'm guilty, and therefore that's why I'm stepping aside. I don't see that he can step down.
No. I think that if he were in trouble with his caucus, it would have happened by now. So he probably is not going to pay a price there, but he could pay a greater price in terms of a close election in his own district, depending on how much money and effort is put into the race by Democrats and by his opponent, Bill Farmer, who's a 62-year-old candidate from Scotts.
Well, let me ask you about the reality, or if the reality changes, of the Democrats taking back the House now that we've got this, we'll call it a scandal. I would suggest it does help the Democrats. Does it help them enough, Bernie Porn?
It probably does not help them enough because an awful lot depends on what the top of the ticket looks like. When there is a wave election such as in 2008 where you had such a heavy Democratic base vote, it swept a lot of candidates into office, and Democrats expanded their majority. But then the reverse happened in 2010, and there was such a heavy Republican base, and Democrats did not turn out that they took control, and Snyder won big in the general election. If it is I expect this to be a much more normal election, in which case the activities of the respective candidates in the marginal districts and in the political parties has a greater impact, but still I think it's unlikely that they're going to be able to pick up enough houses, enough seats to take control. I think they will pick up seats, and it'll be closer, but I think it'll be a close but no cigars situation.
No, well, it'll be interesting to see what does happen, because certainly the Speaker, if the House does go Democrat, then the Speaker is no longer going to be the Speaker anyway. He will be the minority leader if he's allowed to keep that if he's allowed to keep that title at all. And, you know, Bernie, I don't know that the Republicans can allow this just to go completely unnoticed forever. Now, we are, of course, up against the primary. We're now less than 2 weeks away from the primary. At some level, they couldn't be luckier than to be on legislative break right now. If they were in Lansing every day, this would be all anybody would be talking about.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that he has totally escaped the wrath of his own caucus. If they think about the number of other Republicans who have come out and asked that he step down, there have been several key Republicans doing that. And so I'm not sure that he's totally out of the woods. But probably, if he was going to be in trouble, we would have heard enough. Much more about him stepping down from a greater number of his caucus members.
Well, I would agree with you. Let me ask you before we let you go. Obviously, it's still very early on. People love to talk about poll numbers with regard to President Obama and Governor Mitt Romney. Again, I still think it's a little early, but I'm watching it like everybody else, and some of it I'm getting a kick out of it. Other stuff worries me a little bit. What are your numbers telling you at this point?
Well, it was real interesting because at the beginning of the year, voters started thinking much more optimistically about the economy in Michigan. And one key question that we asked is, has the economy bottomed out and improving? And in January, we had 58% saying that the economy was improving. And among those people who say it's improving, President Obama is leading with 54% of the vote, and so he had an 8-point lead in January. However, once Republicans came to the conclusion that Mitt Romney was going to be the nominee following the very divisive Republican primary, he started getting more support from Republicans. But then with the Super PAC attack ads that have really gone, I think, unchallenged by the Obama campaign, the vote among independent voters has dramatically turned against the president and for Mitt Romney. And that is, I think, a very troubling finding. And I think that it's important that the Obama campaign do a very necessary thing in terms of deciding to make Michigan much more of a battleground state in terms of their spending.
No, they better start paying attention. You know, it was interesting. I just read, I believe it was the day before yesterday, that the Obama campaign spent more in June than they took in. That is also a dangerous statistic, Bernie Porn, because he's not raising the kind of money Mitt Romney is, not even close.
Well, the biggest problem is the super PACs. The Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court just has given an unbelievable amount of license to just spend enormous amounts of money. They had spent $6.5 million in negative ads against Obama, which caused him to lose support among the independent voters and go from an 8-point lead to a 1-point lead for Romney in our most recent survey. And so that negative advertising has continued even more, and it has gone largely unanswered, except for a limited amount of advertising by the Obama campaign. If they don't engage fairly soon, I worry that the Obama campaign could lose in Michigan.
Well, we're going to keep an eye on that one, and of course, we're going to invite you back. Our mutual friend Dave Barber wanted me to say hello to you, Bernie, so I'll do that now before I let you go.
Well, and say hi to him, too.
We'll do. Thank you so much, Bernie. We'll talk again very soon.
Anytime.
You bet. Bernie Porn again with Epic MRA.
You're listening to a Best of First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310 WDTW.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trupiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
If you thought that right-wing politicos couldn't get any goofier, take a peek at Texas on Cruise Control. Ted Cruz is America's latest Tea Party darling. He just pulled off a contortion in Texas that few would have thought humanly possible. He got to the right of Governor Rick Perry, himself a former Tea Party darling who's such a far-out know-nothing that he's best known for putting the goober in gubernatorial. However, in the recent Republican primary, Cruz squinched himself Houdini-like into even further out political positions than Perry has taken, thus defeating the guy whom Perry wanted to be the party's nominee for a seat in the U.S. Senate. How far out is he, you ask? One of the white-hot talking points Cruz used to fire up the narrow extremists who now control the Texas GOP is that he will, by God, defend America's golf courses. You might not have realized that golf course defense is a burning national issue crying out for U.S. Senate attention, but such deep vigilance is apparently what makes Cruz a Tea Party fave. He says that he has ferreted out a diabolical United Nations plot to, quote, abolish unsustainable environments, including golf courses. Attention, patriots, grab your putters and rush to your local links, for the U.N. is coming. To burnish his crazy bona fides, Cruz adds that, quote, the originator of this grand scheme is George Soros. While Cruz promises to save American golfers from this Tea Party boogeyman, he says he also intends to save all of us from Social Security by turning our retirement money over to the altruistic geniuses of Wall Street. Oh, let's get rid of unemployment benefits too, because, explains Professor Cruz, helping the jobless increases unemployment. This is Jim Hightower saying, Cruz is what's happening to the Republican Party nationally, veering from conservative to crazy.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.com.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, It's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
You're listening to a Best of First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310WDTW.
From the moment that it crossed both my and Jeff's desks, we both kind of looked at each other and went, well, this is a clever idea. What are we talking about? We're talking about a potential reality game show, which would basically be occupiers versus the Tea Party. Yep, living under one roof with all kinds of interesting rules that we're going to let our next guest explain to you. But there is a twist to this. If you've ever wanted to be an executive producer, I don't care at what level, if you've ever wanted to be an executive producer of a reality TV show, here is that chance. So let us go right to our guest. Joining us now is a very talented musician and author, creative and executive producer of that brand new concept. Gordon Gebert joins us now. And Gordon, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us on First Shift this morning to talk about the Battle of Politicos.
Awesome, Tony. Thank you very much. It's a real honor to have me on your show.
Well, I got to tell you now. I'm proudly a left leaning guy, and we're not gonna out you. You can be whoever you want to be. Of course, everybody can be whoever they want to be politically. But Gordon, what an interesting concept. So before we talk about some of the more intricate details of this, dude, you got to tell me about the day that you were sitting there and said, "I got the perfect show." How the hell did this happen?
Actually, it was like lightning in a bottle. And when the idea popped into my head, it was like bingo. And I actually went right to the internet to see if, you know, usually when you get a brilliant idea, you say, "All right, somebody already has this idea." And I went on the internet and researched, and I said, "No, nobody's really doing this. This is insanity." You know, when I got the idea, it was actually from a phone call from a friend of mine. His girlfriend was in the TV business, and she produces shows. And he flew an idea by me from his girlfriend, and what she was doing, they wanted to do a reality show on a tea partier. And I was like, and like just one person, a woman or a guy, and follow around with a camera and just follow one person, around. And I said, nah, it sounds kind of boring. I don't know, and it could be manipulated too much. And no matter, and I, not that I'm political or anything like that. I said that one angle on one person, it doesn't show the whole picture. And I said right then and there, I said, nah, you need it like a game show. You got to have like a bunch of occupiers. I said six. The number was six. I said you need a bunch of occupiers and a bunch of tea partiers, and put them all in the same room together. I guess I watch too much television. and make it like Celebrity Apprentice meets Big Brother meets Survivor. And I had all those elements. And my friend was like, "You're a genius. I love the idea. This is great." And he went and, I said, "Feel free to, put it by your girlfriend. See if, she wants to make that show instead of just following a tea party or around." And she said it was a brilliant idea, but their production company didn't have the facilities to do that. But she said, "Oh, follow that idea; it's great." And that was in November 2011 that I came up with it. And from then to now, it's been an incredible journey.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that journey. You know, when we should, Gordon, let our audience know when we talk about your friends. You have maybe a little bit different group of friends than most of us do. Tell my audience how you've made a living for yourself.
Oh, well, I'm a professional musician, and I've toured the world, and I've actually worked with the guys from Kiss. I've worked with a band called Angel. I worked with Marty Balin from Jefferson Starship. I can't even rattle off the Motley Crue I've worked with, all the bands that I've had a blessed life. I've traveled the world and toured and, It's been a lot of fun. So I'm not even in the TV business, so to speak. I'm in the entertainment business, but I'm a musician.
All right, so as we take a look at this concept, occupiers versus Tea Party, all right, it becomes immediately very interesting. I think that everybody that I've kind of bounced it off of, everybody at least smiles. At the very least, Gordon, they smile.
Yeah.
And of course, the other reactions run the gamut. So let's tell people what we're looking to do here, because I've said now for 2 days, if you ever wanted to be an executive producer, help fund a TV show, here's your chance to do that. This is kind of an interesting idea, and I was actually surprised that you could shoot a pilot so inexpensively. I won't question the validity of that. I'll just go with it. But if I do want to participate financially in this TV show, how would I go about doing that?
We're doing it through a fantastic website called Kickstarter. I don't know if anybody's familiar out there with that website, but it's great. It what it does is they do a thing called crowdfunding. And crowdfunding is when somebody gets a project. It could be a television show like I'm trying to put on, or a book, or an album, music album, or what you do is put your project on Kickstarter. And then people just go in there and fund it, and they pledge money, and you set a goal. So we have a goal of only a $10,000 budget, and yes, it is very little money we're running on. And we have a $10,000 goal, and I implore your listeners, if they love the idea of Occupy versus Tea Party, they can become a part of it and just go to Kickstarter and in the search engine, type in Occupy or Tea Party, and it will pop up a really cool logo. And they could go there and pledge, back this project, a little button there. You click on that, back this project. This project will happen through people, like your listeners. It would be fantastic if they could support the project.
Now, there's a deadline, so I want to make sure I mention that. I understand July 19th is the deadline for you to raise that $10,000. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have about 8 days to go. It's actually July 20th but it ends in the afternoon and Eastern time, so I don't even count that as a day. So I really have 8 days to go, and we're at $4,100 right now, and we just need $6,000 more to make Occupy versus Tea Party a reality and get it over that $10,000 mark. I've gotten so much I've done pitch meetings with production companies. Unbelievable. They all, like you said, the reaction is like, whoa, what a brilliant idea. And I've done it with networks, and they love it, and then they think about it after a week or two, and then they back off. And I have I have my theories about it because it's such a hot topic, political thing. I don't get it. So I'm at this point where this show has to be made. I'm like the guy in Close Encounters.
Right.
I had to go to that mountain there, Devil's Mountain. This has to be made. Production companies and networks haven't come through for me. I mean, they've led me on for weeks, and a lot of time has passed. And I said, to hell with it. I'm going to do it myself. This has to be made.
Well, now I'm going to guess that, and this is just a guess, Gordon, but I'm going to guess that what happens is there's a liability issue. They're thinking this is going to get physical at some point, that that somebody is going to end up in a colossal physical argument, and they're right. This is almost a recipe for that. Now, listen, doesn't mean that there aren't ways that you guys can prevent that from happening. But if it's going to happen, hell, that's going to happen.
That happens on Jersey Shore.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? I understand that, and of course, David. But that's the point of the show. Also, we know there's the X factor. I call it. The unknown. We never know. I've already begun casting. I've gone out and went to the Occupy camps in Central Park in New York and New Haven, and I went to Tea Party New Haven, and I've begun searching for my people that could be on the show. That's another. I have so much. You could do a whole show about this. I'm not, still searching. So I invite you to be on Occupy versus Tea Party. I would love to have you on the show.
Me?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be the one kicking some ass.
Well, we want you on there. So there's an invitation for Tony Truppiano to be on Occupy versus Tea Party.
All right, my guest again, Gordon Gebert. He has. We're going to give that website out again. We're up against the break, Gordon. I'm going to ask you to stay with us a little bit longer so we can. We can talk a little bit more about this. In fact, throw it out again. The website again is what?
It's Kickstarter.com. And when you go there, just go, pop Occupy or Tea Party in the search engine, and you'll see Occupy versus Tea Party. And there's an actual one-minute video on there that people could click on to get the concept of the show. And then there's a little button right beside the video. It says, back this project. A dollar helps.
All right. Hold that thought. We got to get to the break. We'll come back. Gordon Gebert, my guest. Occupy versus Tea Party. Would you watch it? How about fund it? Well, now's your chance. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back.
You're listening to a best of First Shift with Tony Truppiano right here on 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard. No one place to speak, no one place to stand together, until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Is America truly the land of the free? When working families have to struggle to survive, are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Truppiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
You're listening to a best of First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310WDTW.
Hey, welcome back very much indeed. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, Gordon Gebert is my guest. He is the creator of a really interesting idea, Occupy versus Tea Party, living in the house. We're going to get into a little more specifics on that, but let me tell you the crowdsourcing part of this. If you go to Kickstarter.com and just search for Occupy or Tea Party, you'll find it. Here's the thing I like about it. If they don't raise the money, all the money pledged immediately goes back to the people that pledged it. So if you pledge $1 or $1,000, it doesn't matter how much. If they don't get to that $10,000 mark by the 20th, basically the 19th of this month, then if you've pledged money, you get that money back. If they do raise enough money, of course, the point of that was to do that, then they can make this project happen. I find it interesting, and in fact, Gordon, you know, you write that Chuck Woolery has reached out and says he would like to host this.
Yes, it's amazing.
I've got to out that guy, though. I found out that he's a hardcore right-wing Republican, and I want to kick his ass, too.
Yes, absolutely. I really want a nonpartisan host for the show, but I thought it was a great, just to have a guy like Chuck Woolery that's in the industry to come out and be interested in the show. So I struck a nerve with him.
And, you know, and interestingly, Gordon, you've had a lot of people, some that you would be able to mention, some that you wouldn't, that are quite famous, that have said to you, hey, dude, if you get this off the ground, you know, you need to get back with me. I'd like to do this.
Well, I got a homeboy right in Detroit that's a native son of Detroit, is Ted Nugent, and I can mention his name, that maniac. Wants to be on Occupy versus Tea Party. Obviously, he wants to be on a network version of the show, you know, with a big budget. But again, once again, I'm honored that you know I struck a nerve with these people, and they want to be on it, and they love the concept of the show. I have Keith Emerson, a good friend of mine, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and he wants to do the soundtrack. I'm a musician myself, but wearing the hat of producer and trying to create the show, I'd love to do the soundtrack to the show, but I'm going to bring in all my talented friends to help and work with me with this.
So give us an idea of if this show were to be made, what we would expect to see on a weekly basis.
Well, obviously, I'm shooting pilot. I had the dream show, the one where a production company comes in, a big with big money and could put this on A&E or whatever. And what I wanted to do a Big Brother scenario and have a bunch of Occupy, a bunch of Tea Partiers in the same house, so to speak, and eliminate each other as they go down through the weeks. I'll give you the short version with the little budget that I have is just to shoot the pilot and have the idea out there and put it on the internet on YouTube, and that's the purpose of the $10,000 budget that I'm working with.
Well, yeah, I mean there are just certain realities, Gordon. We can't expect that for $10,000 you're going to be able to do five episodes and some mini version of an entire season, because that's just not realistic.
That's not going to happen, no. But like I said, from my journey from November to now, I've been in production companies where they're saying, yes, we could have a $150,000 budget for this. And that's when I was like, wow, this is great. This is like my dream, you know. And they were coming in with the whole concept of the show. I'll go through the details of the concept. Like I said, bring in occupiers and tea partiers, put them in the same house, give them politically based challenges. like sort of like Celebrity Apprentice, but with political-based challenges. And then the winners of the challenges win immunity of not getting voted off the show. And then I call it the Great Debate, and that's what the whole show focuses on, is the debate between Occupy and Tea Party, and have them sit around and pick a hot political subject and have them debate, and you know, have game show rules involved. And then after the Great Debate, they vote each other off. I even have another segment called Share the Wealth, Steal the Wealth, and where they have an opportunity to win money for their group. And the details are very, very clever. I won't go into them. It has to be seen to appreciate it. And then they vote each other off. And over a six-week, you know, a six-episode series, you'd have six and six, five and five, and we'll actually get to the Chuck Woolery 2-2, and then one Occupy and one Tea Party standing, the best debater, because they voted each other off the show, and the audience chooses who was the most impressive and wins the show.
Well, I just think it's such a clever idea, and I really hope that that it actually comes to fruition. I think this could be a lot of fun. You know, leading up to, no matter what happens in November, we're going to have either Barack Obama win or Mitt Romney win. It's going to be one or the other. That doesn't mean these arguments go away, Gordon. It doesn't mean that the Tea Party is going to go away. It doesn't mean that the liberals are going to go away or the occupiers, because they're not going to go away. Everybody's still going to be there fighting for their point of view. So, you know, from a political perspective, you don't lose.
Yeah, exactly. When I've been pitching this in meetings, they said, "Oh, there's a time limit to it. There's an expiration date." And I said, "No, not really." And I said, "Well, I said, give it a shot. Before the election is the prime time to have this show come out, because from here, I wanted the show out by September, October, November. The number one topic after this summer is going to be the election, and I see this show is a microcosm of the discussion of the kitchen table of America. And I think as television junkies that America is, I think it would be the number one show that people will be discussing and watching.
Well, I'll be honest with you, and we're just about out of time, Gordon. I think two things will come out of this, and I'm being serious. I think two things will certainly come out of this, that we'll find out that we actually have much more in common than we ever realized, the two sides.
Bingo.
I think that will happen.
Yes.
And number two, it will be what people talk about on Monday morning if it's on Sunday night. I mean,
yep.
It will be what people talk about. Gordon, I really do want to wish you the best with this project. I love the idea. I'm glad we had a chance to visit this morning. You know, you can count on me for a small donation, for sure. And I really hope that you guys work this out. Again, there is a deadline on this, folks, so I need you to go to Kickstarter.com and either search for Occupy or Tea Party. It'll take you. Again, there's a description there. There's a little video there. So, you know, Gordon gets to his little one-minute pitch. And if they don't, what in the business called break escrow, if they don't get enough money into the coffers by the 20th of July, you will get your money back if you did indeed throw some money at this project to become an executive producer. Gordon Gebert, thank you so much for being with us. Let us know what happens, would you please?
Tony, absolutely. I profusely thank you. Tremendous, tremendous help. I really thank you.
Love the idea. All right, we've got to take a quick break.
That will wrap it up for now on the Best of First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Remember, we're always interacting on Facebook on the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page. Add a like, tell a friend, grow the community today. Also on Twitter at Tony Truppiano, TonyTruppiano. And, of course, email if you still use it. No, I'm just kidding. Everyone still uses email. Tony@thetonyshow.org. Thanks to everyone who appreciates and supports the show. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Jeff Radford, and I hope you enjoyed this hour of the show. Now, stay tuned for the latest news brought to you by NBC News.
This track. traffic update is brought to you by T-Mobile.
Checking your rush hour traffic. Your big problem is over on 94 in both directions at Chelsea-Manchester Road. It's blocking your left lane. That accident is in the medium, and the left lane is blocked east and westbound by responders. Also, we got another accident on westbound 696 just after Mound Road. That's blocking your left shoulder. Two cars involved there. Also, we got some slow traffic on 696 eastbound between Woodward and 75. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Stay a step ahead of the weather with the all-new Samsung 4G smartphone available from T-Mobile. The buy one, get one Samsung 4G device sale is going on now for a limited time only. New two-year agreement and mail-in rebate card required.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone.
Someone older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit.